not easy to do something like build a hospital without any money. And in many parts of the developing world, access to capital is trickier than it is in places like the U.S. In some countries, even to the extent that there is a sophisticated financial system in place, banks are sometimes unwilling to lend to small businesses and entrepreneurs. A small team at the U.S. Agency for International Development is proving those challenges can be overcome, though. In one recent case, they were able to secure $10 million in loan guarantees for private hospitals and clinics in Kenya at almost no cost to the U.S. Treasury. Jason Fleming is the Latin America, Caribbean, and Europe-Eurasia team leader for the Development Credit Authority at USAID. So far, he and his team have generated over $1 billion in financial assistance for 42 developing countries, and for that work, they are finalists in the Call to Service category in this year's Service to America medals. Jason, thanks for coming on Federal News Radio. Appreciate you doing this.
You bet. Thanks for your time.
So I gave a brief ham-handed attempt to describe the program and some of the challenges there, but talk a little bit more about why this is a challenge in the developing world, getting credit to these smaller businesses and entrepreneurs.
Yeah, you bet. Well, in most developing countries, you don't have the same sort of framework that we have here in the U.S. and in other developed countries. So, for example, borrowers in El Salvador, after a civil war, they may not have clear land title. And you also find that many would-be borrowers, whether they be entrepreneurs or farmers or otherwise, they also don't have the types of collateral that banks are seeking when lending to them. So it really prevents them from accessing the needed credit to run their businesses and grow.
And so in terms of the focus on these smaller businesses and entrepreneurs, what's the USAID kind of innovation here? What are you doing differently in order to get them access to that credit?
Well, our programs in the Development Credit Authority are really complementary towards what USAID's core business is, which is providing technical assistance. In addition to these technical assistance programs that we have, we try and develop partnerships with local financial institutions and sometimes international financiers to really get out there and test the waters, meaning go out and we hold their hand for 5 to 7 years with these insurance products or this credit guarantee program, which allows them to go test the sector. So in many cases, that sector is either agriculture, and sometimes it's the health industry. So it really just helps them get a feel for a particular industry.
And so, for example, in the case of the $10 million in Kenya that I mentioned in the introduction, the reason that's no cost to AID basically is that you got GE to finance the loan guarantees there. In a case like that, what does a company like GE have to gain from that?
Well, for them, what they're trying to do is access new markets as well. And many of these countries are risky endeavors. And so for them to move into a place like Kenya or otherwise in other African countries, it's tough doing business. So really what the constraints were in those cases were borrowers wanted the units that GE was selling but couldn't access the capital. So we were able to really put together a trilateral partnership between or among GE, local financial institution, and USAID. And the reason why it didn't cost USAID any money or the U.S. government was because GE actually has to pay fees for the use of the guarantee, and so that's what covered the what we call an estimated default rate.
And so this program in particular that you help operate, the Development Credit Authority, it's been around for a while, 12 years as I read here. During its first 12 years, it did, in its entire lifespan, I guess, it's done $2.1 billion in loans. But over the past 2 years, accounts for $1 billion of that. Why the upsurge in use of that particular mechanism, and where do you think you could potentially take it from here?
Yeah, we 2 years ago we went through a strategy sort of 2.0, and we have been around for close to 15 years, as you mentioned. And prior to that, we had another guarantee program, but it was just for housing. So we've really had an evolution along the way in terms of USAID guarantee program. In 1999, when we expanded outside of housing, we started getting into new sectors that USAID typically finds itself, such as agriculture and health and small business. What happened in 2011, 2012 is we redesigned our strategy. We put together a new team called the Strategic Transactions Group that is really targeting regional and global systemic problems. And so we've added a component. In the past, we've really worked on a bilateral basis, so we consult our USAID missions and embassies around the world. But this new team, the Strategic Transactions Group, is really looking at different types of problems that are more global in nature.
So obviously, when you make credit available in a developing country, you want to do some things to make sure that that money doesn't go to the local warlord. You want it to do things that basically align with U.S. development goals in developing countries. How do you kind of do that? Do you have to work with each individual entrepreneur to sort of screen them? How does that whole process work?
Well, our guarantee, it's a risk-sharing mechanism. So we take on 50% of the risk, as does the bank or the local financial institution that we're partnering with. So what we really do is we work hard to identify the sort of best-of-breed financial institutions to make sure that they have the systems in place to make sure that, that the lending that's happening or the borrowers are not, as you mentioned, in the shadow economy or you know, doing things that they shouldn't be doing. So we take very good care to select the right partners. We also have a monitoring team that that does due diligence and tracks these guaranteed loans throughout the life. So they do a really robust job in making sure that we are achieving the objectives that we're intending to do.